Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Mums. We have an interesting relationship, obviously, with our mums. When we're little or whatever, they're the absolute everything in our lives, aren't they?
Then we go through puberty.
And there's
a bit of a divide.
And we do that. At one point, every kid goes, I hate you, Mum, which we don't.
we don't.
We always love you. Then you get a bit older and, you know, Mums, I don't know, we love them, but they can be a bit annoying. Sorry, Mum, it's the truth. But then I find there's no one else you want to turn to when it's a sticky situation.
If something's
niggling at you or whatever.
Definitely.
Who do you need to turn to? Yeah, Mum. Happened to us yesterday. I got home from work at lunchtime, and as I walk in the door, my wife's like, oh, check this out. And we just received an email from my daughter's school, who was so awesome. They were so quick onto this. But they sent all parents an email because a little girl, I think it was, at my daughter's school was found the day before, so on Wednesday, with signs of chickenpox. And she was taken out of school straight away. Her mum was only two little dots, did all the right thing. But they sent out a warning email. And, of course, we're going in to have our little boy, to have a newborn baby on Monday.
Yeah, you know, with chickenpox around.
So the worst, literally the worst possible timing. So we had this dilemma. We're like, oh, what do we do? There's still a day and a half left of the term, of term one. Do we let our daughter stay at school and just kind of risk it? Because, you know, it was caught very early. It was just two spots. It was a different class and all that sort of stuff. So do we just risk it and let her stay, or do we pull her out? And my wife's like,
and this is last week of term, isn't it?
This is last week of term.
Yeah.
So today's the last day of term.
Yeah.
So she's just going to miss a day and a half, but we don't want her to miss school. She's doing well and she loves it and stuff. So we didn't know what to do. And my wife turned to me. She's like, what would you do? I'm like, I have no idea. This is all new to me.
Mm.
Like, I had chickenpox when I was like two.
So yeah, I don't remember.
No, I don't know. And my wife's like, well, I don't know what we're going to do. And I'm like, well, simple solution. We have to call my mum. We have to call a grown-up. We have to ask a grown-up what to do.
For sure.
So we ring my mum, put it on speaker, and she's like, what's up? Like, it's weird that we're calling in the middle of the day. And we explain the situation, and she's like, well, yeah, what do you want from me? And we're like, well, an answer.
What do we do?
What do we do?
Mum, tell us what
Mum,
to do.
We need a grown-up to make this decision for us. And Mum goes, well, for me, it's a no-brainer. She said chickenpox can be really, really bad. It can even be fatal for newborns. So to me, it's a no-brainer. It's only the last day of school today anyway.
Yeah.
So you never really
What's
did
one
much
day?
At school. She's like, pull her out. And we're like, thanks.
Done.
Needed that. But it was amazing because straight away, Mum had the answer.
She always has the answer, doesn't she?
We were debating it. We were totally, like, indecisive about the whole situation. Rang Mum. Within 30 seconds, she knew exactly what to do.
Yeah. I talk to my mum pretty much every day, so she's always got answers for me. But I did have this one instance where I bought a new couch suite with my boyfriend, and afterwards I was like, oh, my God. I didn't ask Mum if I should do this. And I felt really, like, uncomfortable about making a big decision without my mum's input. I felt really weird about it.
This is too big of a purchase to make without Mum's approval.
Exactly. It felt
funny,
so
it?
Off.
Look, 13, 12, 16, I want to put this out there. Do you still ask your mum? Like, do you still ask a grown-up questions when you're in a sticky situation?
Yeah. If you need to make a big decision.
Yeah.
Do you still turn to mum?
So it could be Gabby's, like you got to make a really big purchase or something like that. It could be something more similar like mine, like you got a bit of a dilemma. You're a bit torn. You don't know which way to go.
Maybe you just need to cook an egg and you don't know how long to boil it for. That's a big decision in life.
I know, and I know that's another one you had to do, which is hilarious.
I've done that.
But who else does this? 13, 12, 16, Jess is here. Do you still have to ask a grown-up, essentially, when you're making a big decision?
I sure do. My dad is like the whiz chef of our household, and anytime I need information on how long to cook something for or what herb goes best with what other herb, my dad is the go-to person.
I love that.
What I love about that is they're not even big decisions.
No.
So I just need clarification before I go mixing like rosemary and thyme. They're not going
to taste great.
They're cool.
Dad,
they're cool.
Saving dinner every day. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
It's Aisha.
Aisha, do you have to go to your parents when you're making big decisions?
Yeah, I called my mum the other day about a TAFE course that I'm doing because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do disability support or a teacher aid.
Oh, that's a tough call.
Wow.
What did she say?
She said to stick with the teacher aid because I already started like a month ago.
Good advice, Mum. Good advice.
And were you happy with that? Like, she told you what she thinks you need to do in this big situation and you were happy
to
with,
follow.
Like, were you settled once she said to do what you're going to do?
Yeah, well, she said, like, I already start placement today. Actually, this morning I'm on my way now.
Wow.
Said, you already start placement at the primary school, so just do it because I think you'd be a really good teacher aide.
Like, brilliant.
Good brilliant. On you, Mum. Good on you, Mum.
That's and good advice. I'm with
yeah,
your mum.
Yeah, and good luck on your first day.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Sarah.
Do you go to Mum or Dad for advice on big decisions?
I go to my mum still. I am 30, recently married. We've just had our second baby. Hubby can give me the exact answer. But...
Nah, got to go to Mum.
That's so true, hey, that like, is... 50 people could give you the answer, but it's only when mum says it that it's the real one.
How does your is your husband cool with that? He's like, yeah, that's fine. I don't mind if mum has to back up whatever I say.
No, he hates it because I'll ask him first and, like, I still doubt it until mum says it. He's like, I told you that. We could have saved this whole, like, draft.
Just don't tell him. I've just got to run to the bathroom and just quickly call mum on the sly.
You know what? I can see why mum's so pissed off, though, because he's been given the advice for months or whatever.
Then
you take mum's advice. Like, mum always gives such good advice.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.